Luke heard the shriek even from the top tower floor, and from the sudden turmoil in Leia's mind, it was instantly clear that he would never make it to the marketplace in time. He skidded to a halt, mind racing. Across the room, a large open window faced the open dome structure, but five floors was too far for even a Jedi to safely leap. He glanced back to the room he'd just left, searching for possibilities, and his eye fell on the end of one of the alien's weapons, just visible through the archway. It was a long shot, but it was as good a chance as he was going to get. Reaching out through the Force, he called the weapon flying to his hand. Studying its controls as he ran to the window, they were simple enough. Spray profile and pressure, plus the thumb trigger. Setting for the narrowest spray and the highest pressure, he braced himself against the side of the window, aimed for the marketplace's partial dome covering, and fired. The stick kicked harder against his shoulder than he'd expected it to, as the spray shot out. But the results were all he could have hoped for. The front end of the arching tendril struck the roof, forming a leisurely sort of pile as more of the semi-solid spray pushed forward to join it. Luke held the switch down for a count of five, then eased up, keeping a firm force grip on the near end of the tendril to prevent it from falling away from the stick. He gave it a few seconds to harden before touching it tentatively with a finger, gave it a few seconds more to make sure it was solidly attached to the marketplace roof. Then, taking a deep breath, he grabbed his makeshift rope with both hands and jumped. A tornado of air blew at him, tugging at his hair and clothes as he swung down and across. Below, at the partway across the top level, he could see the mass of yellow-clad bins and the handful of gray figures struggling to get past them to Han and Leia. There was a flicker of light, visible even in the bright sunshine, and one of the bins slumped to the ground. Stunned or dead, Luke couldn't tell which. The floor was rushing up at him. He braced himself to land. And with a roar that must have rattled windows for blocks around, the Millennium Falcon screamed by overhead. The shockwave threw Luke's landing off, sending him sprawling across the floor and into two of the bins. But even as he rolled back up to his feet, he realized that Chewbacca's arrival couldn't have been better timed. Barely 10 meters away, the two alien attackers nearest him had turned their attention upward, their weapons poised to ensnare the Falcon when it returned. Snatching his lightsaber from his belt, Luke leapt over a half dozen bystanding bins, cutting both attackers down before they even knew he was there. From overhead came another roar, but this time Chewbacca didn't simply fly the Falcon past the marketplace. Instead, forward maneuvering jets blasting, he brought it to a hard stop. Hovering directly over his beleaguered companions, swivel blaster extended from the ship's underside. He opened fire. The bins weren't stupid. Whatever Han and Leia had done to stir up the Hornet's Nest, the Hornets themselves clearly had no desire to get shot at from the sky. In an instant, the roiling yellow mass dissolved, the bins abandoning their attack and streaming away in terror from the Falcon. Forcing his way through the crowd, using the bims for visual cover as much as he could, Luke started around the attacker's circle. Between his lightsaber and the Falcon's swivel blaster, they made a very fast, very clean sweep of it.